Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Good to have you with us. Very important day, of course, for financial markets. There's not a huge amount to analyze. There's not a huge amount happening in these markets. Very much in line with expectation going into the US election. Now, there's a few things we can look for coming out of this election. We can have a bias in terms of, right, well, what are we likely to see if Harris wins? What are we likely to see if Donald Trump wins? And we can do that. And we're going to talk a little bit about that over the course of the trading day. And we're going to put up a slide later on in our live trade rooms about it. And we'll try to get it out if we can. And one of the problems with this election is it's so close, like the last election as well. And we hope we'll get some sort of outcome. Not getting an outcome only instills a little bit more indecision in markets, which again, we can plan for and we can look to trade off the back of that indecision. So yeah, so we can probably prepare ourselves for some dynamic moves in these markets, probably over the next 24 hours. And we've got a series of potential outcomes to consider. That's probably the best way to put it. So let's break it down for you as best we can. All profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is going to be really important. This is obviously a US-centric trading week, pretty much because of the election tomorrow and also the FOMC on Thursday. Two very important features in these markets, and I'll explain, you know, precisely why that's the case. Then we need to identify or consider where we enter, where we exit, how do we manage risk, trade management, and trade psychology. There's a lot of education about each of these points in our members area, but we discuss these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for that, I just want to just touch upon those two major events. So today, now November the 5th, we've already heard from the RBA kept rates at hold, which is very much in line with expectation. And we need to look at this here, presidential election and congressional elections. So one of the reasons why this is so important is not just what the president stands for. It's actually the makeup of the next government over the next 4 years. So we've got the Trump tariff, the America First policy, Trump tariff type dynamic versus the status quo, which is Harris. So that's what they represent. That's what they would mean for markets. But also, if you have the House and the Senate, you know, what percentage of the House is Republican? What percentage of the Senate is Republican? And same for the Democrats. And that breakdown is going to be really quite important, because if there's a little bit of gridlock, you know, that means that whoever's in power won't be able to do an awful lot. Things will get stuck, and the markets would find that probably relieving to some extent. If we have what's called a red sweep, that's Donald Trump getting into power and taking control of the House and the Senate in the US, that's a red sweep. That means Donald Trump can move forward quite aggressively with whatever agenda they want to do, more likely able to get things through the House and the Senate. And that would be probably the worst case scenario for markets, because we know that his administration is going to be about tariffs, and that's increasing the price of foreign exports into the US, which will have an impact on the dollar, of course. And all of this will have a very significant impact on safe havens like gold. So we can have a particular outcome for gold as a result of this US election. Of course, stocks. Now, it depends what sort of tax cuts might be forthcoming. We all know Trump wants to get US companies, almost manufacturing, back into the US with incentives. So it depends on that whole dynamic, what he'd be able to get through. This is why the breakdown or the makeup of the government is going to be really, really important. So there's a few factors. It's not just who gets in, it's also the makeup of the government and what policies they'd be able to enact and push through the House and the Senate, and where they might be stifled. So there's obviously a variety of different potential outcomes there, and we can have certainly corresponding views of markets as a result. So that's the election. Now, the other major news event is going to be on Thursday, which is the FOMC. So depending on who gets into power may have a significant impact on monetary policy and Fed decision-making, which is on Thursday. So, and these are the two important, well, I suppose there's three important things. There's who gets elected. So who is going to be the president of the United States for the next 4 years? Then it's the breakdown of the government. Will they have the majority to be able to push through whatever policies that end up getting pushed through? And the third element to all of this is what impact it will have on the Fed. So a lot of Trump's policies are very inflationary. That would be a bit of a concern for the Fed, which means they probably can't cut rates as much as they would probably like to. So it's a little bit more on the hawkish end of the scale as far as interest rates are concerned, and then that would play out through stocks and currencies as well. So it's a really, really important 3 days for financial markets, and that's assuming we get an outcome, which is unfortunately not guaranteed. So we would be having trouble trying to sort of preempt any of this, because we're just not going to know who's likely to win. We're not even too sure how you know, if you can trust the process to, you know, with the forecasts and the polls, you know, how much could you really trust those when they're carried out by, I suppose, organizations which seemingly have a particular bias? It's a very difficult one to call. Now, our bias would be just leaning towards Harris, just being the status quo candidate and Donald Trump being a little bit extreme. However, we were quite surprised that he won the first election. So coming through, you know, that field of candidates almost out of nowhere and politically performing remarkably well. And for him to say what he said and for him to be still, you know, top of the tree, I don't know, there's a resilience in there, which is quite impressive. So we just have too many unknowns. We don't think we're going to get, we've got a bit of a telegraphed 25 basis point rate cut coming from the Bank of England on Thursday. So I don't think they're going to move or stray too far away from that. Tomorrow will all be about the election and the potential outcome and the impact that's likely to have on markets. We've got bond yields, which are just almost a little bit stationary, up at elevated levels, but just almost moving sideways now for a few days. Same dynamic with the 10-year. So we're slightly elevated, but broadly in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. So we don't really have any clues in terms of who's likely to the bond yields are telling us that actually prepare for a little bit more of a risky dynamic, perhaps with Donald Trump. The equities are almost saying to us, you know, Harris is gonna get the victory, although there's a little bit of hesitation, you could argue, over the last couple of weeks. Okay, so where are we at with these markets? Where we're at is pretty much nowhere. If you look at this price action, and these are, six of some of the largest markets. If you have a look at this price action in here, you might be a technical analyst. What these five boxes, I mean, we're in the process of pulling back as far as crude oil is concerned. We had that massive gap on over the weekend, and we've rallied. We still have, I mean, we're still in this to the downside, but we've got a small exposure to the trade, and we'll see how this plays out. There is tensions. We still got this week to get through with the US election. So post-election, this dynamic could be quite eventful, but not so much just yet. We've certainly closed that gap very, very aggressively. Okay, so elsewhere across these markets, and you've got the euro dollar, the pound dollar, you've also got gold. The Dow Jones, S&P 500, and there's a distinct lack of clarity, isn't there? There's a bit of up and down the last 3 or 4 days. Sort of price action is a little bit flat. Bond yields are flat. Gold is flat. Very much in line with expectations that we just have flat markets. And like I said, there is quite a few different potential pathways depending on the three things that we're going to talk about today and analyze in a little bit more detail. Is who is elected the US president, the makeup or the constitution of the government, will we get this red sweep, will we get this blue sweep, and that would have fairly significant impact on financial markets, but it will also have fairly significant impact on the Fed and policy and monetary policy. So those are the three different variants, and there's a whole variety of different combinations with all three. So who's elected, the makeup of the government, or the breakdown of the government in terms of what they can, what you know, they will they have the numbers to get things through the House and the Senate, and the impact that will have on the Fed. So such an important little period and phase. It's very important for global markets as well. Everyone's watching very, very carefully. I'm sure you are too. Now, we won't get much update until probably tomorrow morning, in the early hours of tomorrow morning. So there'll be an awful lot of analysis over the course of the day and again tomorrow. From a trading perspective, you'd only really be preempting and guessing a particular outcome. That's not such a wise or clever thing to do. And on occasion, going into big events like this, because we've been through them so many times before, you really want to have reasons to be getting in and out of trades. And right now, that we just don't have those reasons that are tangible that we can work with. So we're going to talk about this a little bit more in the European trading session. We'll do a little chart perhaps in terms of the potential outcomes and the impact. All right, guys, sorry about that. We just got cut off there briefly. So today's trade plan, mixed market conditions due to US election and consequences for the FOMC. Who gets elected, the breakdown of the government, or the makeup of the government, along with the consequences for the FOMC, are the three things that are of huge importance. Okay, might just include that on this chart, actually. So bear with me. So okay, so mixed conditions due to US election. So who will be elected and the makeup of government and the consequences for the FOMC? So those are almost the three elements that are going to be of major concern for the dollar, for stocks, for gold. And those will pretty much get our attention along with bond yields. You know, that will either support the dollar higher or lower. So too many variables to really focus on at this stage. It's important not to preempt. Preempting the outcome is for gamblers. We kind of want to have, I suppose, reasons to be able to buy or sell. We don't really have any technical signals. The fundamentals are completely up in the air. And this is a big deal for not just the US economy, for global economy as well, for Europe. You know, they don't want to see 10% sort of tariffs on everything sold into the US. So look, on that note, we are wanting to keep all options open. Do we have dynamics to get into a trade? Well, not right now, but if it becomes clear over the course of the day that there is likely to be a strong outcome one way or the other, we then will have a series of potential opportunities, I'm sure. And the good news about consolidated markets, which we've seen over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 days, is that when we get a breakout of those markets, if we have confirmation, they are normally high probability trades, which we do really quite enjoy liking. So we're looking for that next series of trades, and pulling the trigger now is just a bit premature. So let's wait for that outcome. We'll find out what that expectation is. We'll wait patiently for the outcome, and then we'll look to position ourselves accordingly, with a higher degree of perhaps understanding about what's how these markets are likely to react. Okay, so listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. Donald Trump is a little bit more hawkish, in our opinion, probably a little bit more dovish. If we get a Harris victory, so we could look for pathways along these sorts of lines. Weakness in the equity markets, although we'd have to be careful on that. And certainly there's every expectation we should be getting a stronger dollar if we get a Donald Trump victory. Kamala Harris, probably a weaker weaker US dollar, and the US bond yields will be very, very important to see. So hopefully we get a bit of a correlated move and we'll be able to react off the back of it. All right, guys, listen, thanks for bearing with us as always. We let you go. Nothing too exciting, but I'm pretty sure this week is going to be a very, very significant trading week. And it is really the calm before the storm at this point. So on that note, if you are interested in learning how to trade, you can get more information from thelivetradesman.com. Any questions, do feel free to contact us and let us know. Great start. On that note, guys, listen, take care of yourselves. We'll speak to you next time. And we'll switch rooms now. We'll be trading live for the European session very shortly, where we'll discuss this in a little bit more detail. Great stuff, guys. On that note, take care. Bye for now.